The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. We've been going through a series of broadcasts how we need a spiritual revival. That is, how America needs a spiritual awakening, a spiritual revival. There was a king back in ancient Judah by the name of Asa. King Asa was a king that believed in obeying God, and he commanded his nation to obey God, and the whole nation prospered. The whole nation was blessed for doing so. God wants us to bless any nation or individual that obeys him. He also promises to curse for disobedience. So what is our nation and the world receiving? What do you think we're under? What do we see and hear? Now notice what right king is. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1. Now the Spirit of God came up as I promoted, and he did not meet Asa and said to him, "Hear, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." Now God was already with this nation. This nation was already in the process of obeying God, but they weren't as close to God as they should be. But God looked on the heart, on the mind, and on the attitude, and they were willing to obey God. King Asa was a righteous man before he ever ascended the throne of Judah, and we'll bring that out as we go on here. And this prophet met King Asa and his army when they were returning from a great victory over the Ethiopian army that had them outnumbered 2-1. God is the same today. He does not change. The Bible says God doesn't change. He is still with those that are with him. He still blesses those that obey his word, whether it's an individual or a nation or the world. And God is still giving this world and our nation an invitation for a spiritual revival. And he will do so right up to the return of Jesus Christ. In the book of Revelation, God is pouring out his wrath or his judgment one at a time, and hoping that each judgment he sends on stubborn and rebellious mankind, steeped in all kinds of iniquity, will begin to turn from his sins to a spiritual revival. God is a very gracious God, and he wants to see the world turn to him, and especially he wants to see America and the other Israelitish nations turn to him. But according to the word of God, it won't happen. But God in his love and mercy will give man every opportunity to turn and seek God. Notice this great spiritual revival in the days of King Asa in 2 Chronicles 15, beginning in verse 1 again. I want to go through this again because you need to understand what led up to this spiritual revival. Now the Spirit of God came up on Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa. Asa was just returning from a great victory over the Ethiopian army that God had fought for him. And he said to him, "Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." King Asa was seeking God to give him victory over that great army at that time. And King Asa was a man that was trying to lead his nation in the right direction, in the direction of God, according to God's word. And as I said, God is still with those that are with him. Well, is our nation receiving blessings or curses? There is cause and effect. There is a reason for all the many troubles and problems of our nation and the world. There's a reason for the problems in our families and each individual. You should want to know why, what that reason is, and change from that lifestyle. My friend, the whole world is under a curse. Why is that? Well, because this world, including America, has turned our back on our Maker, the one and the only true God. We are a nation of idolaters. Now, I know you don't want to hear this, but this is true. This is God's word. We are a nation of idolaters. We seem to put any and everything before the true God. Do you give God any of your time in prayer and study of his word? Do you think about God's way? Do you meditate on his way? Do you meditate on his way when you're dealing with other people? If not, you are an idolater. You are putting many things before your God, your true God. Are you receiving blessings, or do you feel you are under a curse? Do you think that many problems and troubles are plaguing you, and do you want to know why? Doesn't that pretty well describe our nation, our families, the world? Would you like to see a spiritual revival? God would like to see our nation in a spiritual revival, rending our heart to Him. Would you take part in such? Continuing here in 2 Chronicles 15, verse 3, "For a long time Israel had been without the true God, without a teaching priest, and without law." Sound like America, doesn't it? Haven't we kicked God out of our nation, our schools, our government, our business, and to a great degree, our religion? Do our churches teach the truth? Don't we water down truth to get a following and to keep people coming? Are there ministers out there that's just interested in a big following and getting your money instead of telling you the truth and turning you to God? Paul said Satan has many ministers, meaning they are teaching false doctrine, smooth things, things people like to hear. People don't like to hear the truth. People want to hear you're all right the way you are. All you have to do is believe Jesus Christ is the answer and Jesus Christ will take care of everything. Well, what a mess we're in for thinking such things, my friends. Verse 4 continues here. But when in their trouble, speaking about ancient Israel now, but when in their trouble they turned to the Lord God of Israel and sought Him, He was found by them. If we would turn to God, we would find Him. And this merciful God would forgive and began to heal our nation. Now, don't you think that our nation needs to be healed? Look at our financial condition. Look at our physical and mental and emotional condition. Look at our moral and our spiritual condition of this nation. That's what God wants to do. God wants to heal this nation. God said, "Turn, turn, for why will you die, O Israel?" He made this statement to ancient Israel almost 3,000 years ago, but that statement is still up to date, my friends. God wants us to turn, turn, because we are the descendants of ancient Israel, the United States of America. Continuing here in verse 5, when a nation is without God, it says, "And in those days there was no peace to the one who went out, nor to the one who came in, but great turmoil was on all the inhabitants of the land." Sounds like our nation today, doesn't it? My friends, we should wake up. We need a spiritual awakening. Yes, when a people leave the true God, there is only many problems. There's no real peace and well-being. Isn't that what we see today, my friends? Aren't we afraid? Aren't we afraid at home or to go out? Aren't we afraid of sickness and disease? Aren't we afraid of terror? That's what happened to our ancestors, and it has happened to America and the whole world. Verse 6, "So nation was destroyed by nation and city by city, for God troubled them with every adversity." God takes credit for bringing curses on nations that turned their back on Him, and especially that once knew God, as we did. And God told our forefathers, and it's up to date today for us, that if you turn from God, that He will send curses on you. And that is happening to America today, my friend. It happened to our forefathers, ancient Israel, and it is happening to us. Does this verse ring a bell? Is America destroying itself? Does America have any cities being destroyed? Is America in a dying state? Are we living in fear? Do we have our eyes open? Don't you think we need an awakening and a spiritual revival? How long will we be able to stand all the blows of destruction and financial drain on our nation and the moral decay and survive as a nation? Have you ever thought about that, my friends? If you haven't, you need to. The handwriting is on the wall for our nation. Will enough people wake up in time for God to save our nation? God would. If enough people would turn to God, God would save our nation. It doesn't have to be 100%. I want you to listen to what God told Abraham in the book of Genesis, chapter 18. When God came down, transformed Himself into a physical human being, He was talking and walking along there with Abraham, and He told Abraham He's going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham had a nephew living in Sodom, Lot. He was concerned about his nephew, Lot. He asked God, he said, "Will you destroy a city if you find 50 righteous people there?" And God said He would not. Abraham kept bringing it down by 10. And he brought it all the way down to the number 10. And he asked God, he said, would you destroy that city if you found 10 righteous people there? And God says, I will not. My friends, God is the same today. If God would see a certain percentage of people turn to him, rend our hearts and not our garments, he would not allow this nation to keep going down. He would turn this nation around. He would begin to heal this nation for those righteous that live here. Are there that many in this nation today? It makes me wonder. Well, the handwriting is on the wall for our nation. Will enough people wake up in time for God to save our nation? Will we ever elect leaders that will begin to lead America back to God? Will we have ministers that care enough to speak the truth? Let us pray for that to happen, my friends. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 7 continues here. But you be strong, and do not let your hand be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. This means be strong in obedience to God. This prophet was telling King Asa and his people to be strong in obedience to God. He assured King Asa that his work would be rewarded. King Asa's work began when he ascended the throne of Judah. Actually, his work was going on even before he ascended the throne of Judah. He was a God-fearing man. His work in obedience to God just became greater because he had the power of being king. 2 Chronicles chapter 14, I want to go back there in 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verses 1 through 4. Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Eternal his God. For he removed the altars of the foreign gods and the high places and broke down the sacred pillars and cut down the wooden images. Yes, Asa, when he ascended the throne, he was already a righteous man. He had been living a righteous way before he ascended the throne. But that picked up momentum when he had the opportunity and the power to bring it to pass. Asa knew what God wanted as he set his hand to rid the nation of idolatry. He had the power as king to do that. He wanted the whole nation to serve God. And he called for a spiritual revival. He commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers and to observe the law and the commandments. Yes, King Asa wanted to see the whole nation living a righteous life. He began turning the nation around. He began to bring about a spiritual revival to the nation of Judah. He began turning the nation around. He began to bring about a spiritual revival to the nation of Judah. He began to turn the nation to the true God. God was with him. God knew King Asa was seeking him, and he found him. God had fought the war against the army of the Ethiopians, which had Asa's army outnumbered 2-1, and he won a great victory for the nation of Judah with much spoil. God told King Asa and his people, I am with you while you are with me. Asa wasn't too proud to call on God for help. Neither was he just trying to use God when he needed him and then forsake God. When he didn't think that he was in severe trouble, he was not hypocritical. He was sincere in serving God. You can read that in 2 Chronicles chapter 14, and we'll probably bring that out in this series of programs. My time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, we have a couple of booklets that you should request. They're free of charge, of course, like all of our literature. Number 1, Call to Revival and How to Build Godly Character. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com or order online www.thewayitoughtobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Have a good day, my friend.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. Located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughtobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri, 63764.
The The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God